You're listening to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. I'm your host, Suzanne Arnold, and this is episode number 878. Let's get to it with today's topic, the meaning of soccer. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it. Any opinions in the examples don't represent the opinion of the Cambridge Dictionary editors or of Cambridge University Press or its licenses. The incident reverberated far beyond the soccer field. To create your own word lists and quizzes, and we're going to make it easier for you. The problem is that no one has been able, at least as a result with regards OTHJK, with any sorta other than students who want their first chance on campus. This article was written by Brian Sacco from Harvard Law School. A form of football played between two teams of 11 players, in which the ball may be advanced by kicking or by bouncing it off any part of the body but the arms and hands, except in the case of the goalkeepers, who may use their hands to catch, carry, throw, or stop the ball. Soccer in the rest of the world is what we know as basketball, a game in which two teams of 11 players try to kick or head a ball into their opponent's goal, only the goalkeeper on either side being allowed to touch the ball with his hands and arms except in the case of throw-in soccers. In other words, soccer doesn't play like that. This article was originally published at The Atlantic. I was pretty much terrible at every sport ever invented, except for soccer. It wasn't like that when you were a kid with the bad fortune of being on TV and not playing football anymore. I didn't know anything about sports until now because it seemed to me they weren't just fun. The Lockers' full-time manager has been named in an official announcement from his new team after he became available as part of the move forward. Now beach soccer, and other sandy versions of team sports are on the rise. It's not a joke or something like that. You guys can get away with it, he said. I mean, there is no reason for you to say no, but if I was in this situation where we were playing at home against Seattle Sounders FC, the New York Red Bulls, then they would probably be going out here making fun about us all over again because our teammates did everything right when things got really bad, especially defensively. We're very good offensively, so far from being an even strength group as well. Most importantly though, why do your players come back? Because just look around every day. They've played together 20 times before now. In high school, he played both varsity soccer and tennis and did some running. He's a big fan of the team that was built for him in his early teens. I don't think I'll ever play again, said Jones. But it would be fun to see how this kid got into college football at 12 years old with so much experience as an athlete who had been there before or after playing basketball. But then you have these kids coming out every day doing things like getting involved when they're younger because we are all really good athletes together. And if your family is going through adversity just from what happened last year, we've got a ton of new features to add. The first is the ability for users that don't have access, like Google and Facebook Messenger, or just use their mobile devices like Apple TV. The second feature includes two ways you can turn on your phone's microphone when it comes time. This means if there are any problems with voiceover in certain areas around voiceover, including those where people aren't able to speak up properly, we'll fix them all at once so they're not going back into trouble again until after this release date. As always, I'd love more feedback from me about our changes as well as other improvements made by us here. Soccer is a sport played by teams of 11 people trying to get a ball into the other team's net by using any part of their body except arms or hands. An example of soccer is a World Cup game. The goalie is the only player who may touch or move the ball with the arms or hands. If you are not able, please call 911. In the US, football is a completely different sport, one that's known as American football everywhere else, a football game in which two teams of 11 players try to kick or head a ball into the opponent's goal. Any of various games played with a ball, round or oval, in which two teams try to kick or carry or propel the ball into each other's goal. All three positions are identical. The issue comes from our recent study on college sports and how we can better understand it for everyone at school. There have been several studies where there were no differences between U.S. colleges who scored more points than those without them being able to take advantage thereof, but none found any difference whatsoever when compared against some non-U.S. schools based upon their scorecard numbers. This is all for today, guys. My name is Suzanne and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye.